Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the G Show. Thank you guys so much for last episode, for all you guys who tuned in. I really appreciate that. That meant a lot to me seeing that number. I know I'm not as popular as I used to be. Never was really popular. But just to see more people tuning in finally was such a great feeling, and knowing that you guys really enjoyed my content. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And you know what time it is. Time to recap on Week 5 of the NFL. All right, everybody. Let's start off with the Thursday night game this week. Seattle playing against the Los Angeles Rams. Seattle off to a very good start this season already, and Russell Wilson definitely looking like an MVP candidate so far this year, with his ability to throw on the run, as always, has been very, very, what's the right word for this? It's very impressive. It's like Patrick Mahomes-esque. He really invented it, and he's really kept his own style, and it definitely has worked for Seattle in the long run. Seattle at home gets the win, 30-29. Rams aren't looking as good as they usually are. I think they're a little bit older and banged up. And if you have Clay Matthews starting at running linebacker, I don't think your defense has a lot of depth. And I definitely need to get someone in the trade deadline, possibly like a Jalen Ramsey or someone to help in that secondary. And then our Sunday games, a nail biter down at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at home versus Baltimore. I was watching this game as a Steelers fan. Sad to see Mason Rudolph get hit in the head by Earl Thomas, getting knocked out. Brings in Devlin Hodges, who played pretty well, considering to be a fourth-string quarterback. Tied up the game. We are winning by 3. Then Baltimore comes march down the field. Kicks the field goal, sends it to overtime. And then the Juju Smith-Schuster in overtime fumbles the ball, and Justin Tucker gets the game-winning field goal. Steelers go down to 1-4. Ravens go to 3-2. Ravens sadly get the W, winning 26-23. Shout out to my man Kyler Murray getting his first win as the number one overall pick for the Cardinals. Kyler Murray gets things done against Cincinnati, winning 26-3. Kyler Murray's definitely been pretty good considering it's his first couple weeks, you know, throwing a lot of 253 yards this game. Definitely showed up. He ran for almost 100. And, you know, just showed up and he played good football. And, you know, I think we're going to see a lot more of that as he develops as a quarterback. And I can't wait to see more of him. He goes to one, gets his first win, goes to 1-3-1 of the season for the Cardinals. And Bengals go to 0-5. Next game is the Buffalo Bills with that terrifying defense. Even held New England to 16 points last week. They beat the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee 14-7. Josh Allen didn't have the best numbers, either the Mariota, but Frank Gore did have 60 yards, and John Brown had 75 receiving yards. Look for Josh Allen to improve. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. He just needs a couple more years of experience, and he can be a long-time season veteran, and that Bills defense is definitely helping them out. Bills are 4-1, and the Titans go down to 2-3. Look for the Bills to give the Patriots more problems in the future. Chicago loses to the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders were pretty dominant in the first half. It just took care of business. Simply as that, they were up 17-0 at halftime, but then they let Chicago score 21. But then late in the fourth quarter, Oakland takes care of business. It gets a touchdown. Josh Jacobs, right, for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. Great. Probably the best rookie so far out of the draft this year for the Raiders. Daniel Jones throws 2 picks, acting like Daniel Jones usually does. And Allen Robinson had a great game. So just that run game from Josh Jacobs really helped power the Raiders' offense this week and got the W. It took care of business the way they needed to. Next game, Tampa Bay hung on, but they did lose in the end to the New Orleans Saints. Sorry, I'm getting excited for basketball season as well. Saints won 31-24. Teddy Bridgewater looked sharp and composed this week. And Jameis Winston didn't make any picks, which is really surprising if you think about it. Didn't throw anything. Chris Godwin's having a great season so far. Had 125 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Teddy Bridgewater throw for 4 touchdowns and terrorized that Tampa Bay Buccaneers secondary. Tampa Bay definitely this year draft needs to address that safety position to get a lockdown guy who can break up passes for them and make sure the tight ends are getting covered in the flat for the Buccaneers. They're not getting gassed like this. Good win for the Saints, 4-1, and the Buccaneers are now 2-3. The next game is the Minnesota Vikings finally being able to get Adam Thielen involved, be able to throw the ball this week. Kirk Cousins looked pretty good this week against a pretty terrible New York Giants defense. Kirk Cousins threw through 306 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Daniel Jones, still Daniel Jones stinks, but didn't play that great against this defense. I only had 182 yards and a touchdown and an interception. Dalvin Cook had another great game with 132 yards. But Thielen with those 130 yards and 2 touchdowns, for great game for Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins. And look for more of that to happen as they just finally start to gel together this week. Next game is the Philadelphia Eagles. No surprise here. Luke Falk at starting quarterback for the New York Jets. Can't really throw the ball. Has a pretty weak arm. Falk only threw 120 yards and 2 interceptions. Carson Wentz didn't even have that great a game either, with only 189 yards and a touchdown. But Bell ran for 43. But Howard taking care of business in the run game, 62 yards and a touchdown. And their favorite target, Zach Ertz, with 5 receptions for 57 yards and a touchdown. Pretty easy win for the Eagles. Jets going to 0-4, but getting Sam Darnold back this coming week. And Eagles at 3-2. Look for the Jets to get their first win coming up shortly. And then next game is the New England Patriots versus Washington Redskins. Washington actually had the lead in the first quarter. Was pretty surprised about that. They held on. But New England does New England things, as we all know, and they came out this win pretty easily, 33-7. Colt McCoy is your starting quarterback. Not great. Not great at all. Tom Brady did throw for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Sony Michel had 91 yards and a touchdown rushing. And Julian Edelman, their favorite slot guy, had 110 yards and a touchdown. No surprise here for New England, going to 5-0, taking that number one spot in the AFC, and Redskins going to 0-5. Not a great start for the Redskins this year. Jacksonville, almost pulled off the Hail Mary play. Didn't happen. Carolina won 34-27. Gardner Minshew had some magic in him. He threw for 374 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kyle Allen, not the greatest game from him. Just completed over 50% of his passes, threw 181 yards and a touchdown. Fournette, though, great game from him, 108 yards and a touchdown. McCaffrey, though, we all know how good McCaffrey is, throwing rushing for 176 yards and 2 touchdowns. But DJ Chark for Gardner Minshew is probably his favorite target, with 8 receptions for 164 yards. And David Moore for 6 receptions for 91 yards. Great game for Minshew, not so great for Allen, but that stout Carolina Panthers defense took advantage and helped them solidify the game at the end. Good win for Jacksonville at 2-3. Good win for Carolina at 3-2. And sad to say, a loss for the Jaguars at 2-3. All right. Houston at Atlanta. Pretty easy game for Houston here. Atlanta's been struggling this year. I was kind of surprised. Atlanta won 4. Houston has proved a 3-2, 53-32 win. Matt Ryan had a 330 yards, 3 TDs, but a pick. And Deshaun Watson threw it for 430 yards and 5 touchdowns. Looks like a college game. Freeman couldn't really do anything on the ground with 30 yards. But Calvin Ridley for Atlanta was the main offense with 88 yards and a touchdown. But Will Fuller had himself an amazing game with 217 yards and 3 touchdowns. Atlanta's secondary is pretty terrible. Hit all those guys for that many yards, gassed them. Atlanta, you're, does say shambles, but your defense is in shambles. Got to adjust that in the draft this coming draft, and really solidify the defense again. Here's some 425 games. Denver playing Los Angeles Chargers. Joe Flacco versus Phillip Rivers. Broncos win 20-13. Broncos go to 1-4. Chargers are 2-3. Joe Flacco, not a great game from him, only 190 yards and a touchdown. But Phillip Rivers throwing for only 211 yards and 2 interceptions, not heard of. But Phillip Lindsay, 114 yards and a touchdown, doing Phillip Lindsay things. And Cortland Sutton for the Broncos, great wide receiver, and 92 yards for a touchdown. And Austin Eckler, not running as much because of Melvin Gordon, but definitely catching the ball for 86 yards. Look for the Broncos to still struggle. They're not a great team, but Chargers definitely have been struggling, and the Chargers are very underwhelming this season. And then your Sunday night game, I mean your 425 game, primetime. Green Bay wins 34-24 here. Great win for Aaron Rodgers. The Packers are 4-1 because they lost to the Eagles. Rodgers, 238 passing yards. Dak Prescott throws 463 yards, 2 TDs, 3 interceptions. Aaron Jones runs 107 yards. Zeke runs 62 yards. Aaron Jones also catches 7 receptions for 75 yards, but Amari Cooper come up with 230 yards and 1 touchdown. What a game. What a game for Amari Cooper. But came up short against the Cowboys, against the Packers. Packers put 4-1 and the Cowboys 4-3-2. Cowboys still in the hold of their division. And Green Bay still looks like to be a top of their division. Both teams could see each other again come playoff time this year. Your Sunday night shocker here. Colts win 19-13 against the Kansas City Chiefs. Colts shut down the Mahomes defensively. Brissett only had 151 yards in the interceptions. Mahomes had 321 yards and a touchdown being Patrick Mahomes. But Marlon Mack in that run game, Kansas City Chiefs defense not very good. Mack runs for 132 yards and 29 carries. And Nyheim Hines, 4 receptions for 46 yards. The Colts defense did their job at the end of the game when it mattered, and they did their job, and Justin Houston took care of business. Colts give the Chiefs a first loss. Colts at 3-2, the Chiefs at 4-1. Chiefs still top that division, but you can see both teams during playoffs. Last game of the week for you guys, San Francisco playing against Cleveland. Cleveland gets routed 31-3 from the 49ers. Baker Mayfield looks terrible. 100 yards, 2 interceptions. Garoppolo took care of business, 181 yards with 2 touchdowns. Nick Chubb had another decent game with 90 receiving and rushing yards, but Breida taking care of business, 114 yards and a touchdown. My man Jarvis Landry was only 5 points short for getting me a W. 4 receptions for 75 yards. And George Kittle, their favorite tight end to throw to, 6 receptions for 70 yards and a touchdown. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed. Recap of week NFL 5. And look for the preview that's going to come out shortly, week 6. And look for me to maybe throw a couple other videos in there, podcasts in there for you guys. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time on the G Show.